Welcome to another eBizQ podcast.
Hello, this is eBizQ's Peter Schoaf, and today, once again, I have the pleasure of speaking with Jeff Kaplan, the founder of Think Strategies. Today in this podcast, Jeff and I are going to discuss basically what's new with the cloud, because we haven't checked in with Jeff in a while, and also how the cloud affects BPM. So first of all, Jeff, thanks once again so much for joining me.
Hey, it's a pleasure to be with you again. Thanks for having me.
So now, as it's been kind of a while since we've spoken with you, where are we at with enterprises and the cloud right now?
Well, even further along than the last time we talked, Peter, the fact of the matter is that the cloud is becoming more and more pervasive throughout businesses of all sizes. And as you're probably well aware, because I know you travel a fair amount like I do, you can't go into any airport or come out of any airport today without seeing a banner or some other display touting the business benefits of cloud computing. In fact, the term has become so pervasive and popularized that, of course, Apple has gotten into the act with its iCloud, and there are a variety of other consumer-oriented solutions touting the terminology of cloud. And that popularization of the term, of course, has helped to accelerate its growth in the commercial and corporate world as well. So we're seeing a lot of interest among enterprises of all sizes, and almost every market research firm confirms with their own surveys that upwards of 75% to 85% of corporate executives are interested in adopting some form of cloud-based service to help them achieve their corporate objectives.
Interesting. Now, what would you say are some of the biggest obstacles companies face looking at and going into the cloud?
Well, first of all, there's still an uncertainty about how you define this term of the cloud. And as you and I have talked about in past podcasts, it's probably the worst term that the technology industry has ever come up with, because it inherently is murky and hard to get your hands around or arms around. So the first issue for many companies is, you know, defining what is the cloud and therefore what can the cloud do for me. The second issue, of course, is around security and data privacy. And that issue is still lingering in the marketplace, despite the fact there haven't been any known incursions of any major magnitude that's impacted any of the major cloud vendors. But that concern, because of the lack of control associated with the cloud, does give both IT and business decision makers some reason to be concerned, or at least uncertain, about what the cloud means in terms of data protection and data privacy. The next issue has to do with reliability. And while there have been a couple of notable service disruptions over the past year among companies as prominent as Google and Amazon and Microsoft and even Salesforce to a limited extent, their outages and service disruptions have only been a hassle in most cases, as opposed to a significant disruption of most organizations' operations. But the most important issue, when it gets right down to it, for most organizations is around integration. They're trying to integrate these services into their existing operations, trying to tap into legacy systems and data sources and even applications. And integration still is probably the most prominent practical implementation obstacle in today's enterprise environment.
That makes sense. Now, how would you say the cloud changes the nature of BPM?
Well, it's interesting, because BPM is becoming one of the most popular areas in which to deploy cloud solutions to improve the business processes within organizations. Now, that's not necessarily in every case the overt reason why people are adopting SaaS or other cloud-based applications. There are only really still a relative handful of BPM applications that are being touted as SaaS or cloud solutions specifically. But instead, what we're seeing is BPM being embedded into a growing assortment of enterprise apps, because the SaaS or cloud vendors in those cases recognize that business process management is inherent to the success of that application deployment. So I'll give you an example. Salesforce.com, with its CRM solution and service management solutions, are increasingly recognizing that having an embedded business process management tool to help govern the use of their primary application functionality is increasingly important for their enterprise customers. So they've rolled out BPM functionality embedded within their CRM and service management platforms to ensure that those applications are deployed in such a way that they not only enhance, but they improve the business process management within those organizations.
That makes sense. Now, to focus a little bit more then on BPM, you've kind of touched on this, but how will cloud change the way organizations utilize BPM then?
Well, what is becoming is more pervasive throughout the organization. It used to be business process management was something that only executives were worried about and willing to do something about. Now, because it's being embedded into the applications themselves and because those applications have far broader accessibility among end users and visibility among the business unit managers, there's an ability to share information about the usage activity levels and behavior patterns that allow people to not only better manage business processes, but better measure their effectiveness. So as these business process management tools become more and more pervasive within businesses of all sizes, those businesses are able to track behaviors in a more effective fashion, report on their performance, and therefore improve those business processes. Now, over time, what we also are very excited about is that the business process management tools vendors, their application vendors, are going to find ways to aggregate the data across their user base and provide statistical benchmark data that companies can use to compare and contrast themselves with their peers, leaving aside, of course, any proprietary data that folks might be concerned about.
Pretty exciting times. Now, the fact that we're in December and looking forward to 2012, what do you see ahead both for the cloud and for BPM in the cloud then in this year ahead?
Well, I think that we're going to see more rapid growth and adoption of cloud-based solutions overall. And I think as this area of business process management begins to mature and a first round of success stories becomes publicized, those early successes will serve as models for others to take advantage of, and you'll see more business executives seeking to emulate that success and follow on with their own deployments of cloud-based business process management as well. So we see an acceleration in this marketplace, truly becoming more mainstream, and the best practices being bred from these solutions, helping to give new users greater confidence in the way in which they adopt these solutions for themselves.
So these are exciting times for the cloud, and they're only getting more exciting, it sounds. So excellent information, Jeff, and great talking to you again. This is eBizQ's Peter Schoaf, speaking with Jeff Kaplan of Think Strategies. Thanks so much, Jeff.
My pleasure.
This has been an eBizQ podcast.